broadcasting live from the Georgia Technology Summit 2024 at the Signia Hotel in Atlanta. This is Business Radio X. And now, here's your host.
And we are broadcasting live from the Georgia Technology Summit 2024 here in downtown Atlanta. So excited to have something near and dear to my heart, which is Kennesaw State University, where I got my degree. We are excited to interview Renee Bourbeau. Tell me how you're associated with the Georgia Technology Summit.
Sharon, thanks so much. And
hootie-hoo.
Our alum.
My daughter's an alum as well. This is very exciting for me. So.
Oh, great. Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
We are so proud to partner with Technology Association of Georgia and be here at the summit. We believe, obviously, in innovation and technology advancements and with artificial intelligence as well.
So it's interesting because I get emails sometimes about the fact that you have this artificial intelligence and digital marketing program that you can sign up for. And I think you completed in 9 weeks, 12 weeks, something like that. It just seems like such a great place to go if you're looking for a new way to be involved in this digital technology landscape.
For sure. We have a variety of certificates at Coles College of Business, the second largest business school in the state of Georgia, I might add. And in addition to that, we also, for our MBA, have a new concentration in digital marketing. So we are really making an effort to incorporate artificial intelligence into all of our existing concentrations. And with digital marketing coming online in the fall, and information security and assurance, and also entrepreneurship and innovation.
So I graduated in 2012, 12 years ago. Technology has changed so much in that time. What are you seeing as the main ways that technology is changing, not only in the business sense, but in as a student?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, obviously, technology and with the advancements in artificial intelligence and business intelligence or business analytics, there's really something for everyone, regardless of your hard skill set. AI somewhat levels the playing field in terms of hard skills and coding skills. And so we're really seeing that students have an opportunity, whatever their forte is, to sort of pursue that as it relates to technology. And so I do believe that there's an opportunity for MBAs to capitalize on their notorious soft skills by incorporating AI to maybe bridge some gaps.
Well, so you are in the perfect place in order to kind of be right on the cutting edge here at the Georgia Technology Summit to see what different ways they're being used as well, correct?
Absolutely. And just came from the generative AI panel, which was standing room only and very interesting. And one of my key takeaways from it is the ability for the mastery of language to be kind of an emerging major asset and skill. And I wholeheartedly agree with that.
So you were saying like the mastery of language in terms of prompts that you use?
Yes, prompts. And of course, using that language to research in order to get the correct answer. Of course, we need to have that maybe domain expertise to know what the correct answer is. But I believe that an MBA can also ultimately help someone achieve that.
So is that what you do at Kennesaw? Is you help to promote all of the advanced technologies that we're using these days?
We do. I mean, we really, we partner with industry. We have an advisory board full of industry experts on these topics, and we listen to them. We stay curious. We embrace innovation. We want to provide a qualified workforce to really help, I would say, local businesses to hire local.
Wow, it's so encouraging. That doesn't mean you have to be global. You can still affect people that are directly around you in your geographic area.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Kennesaw State is largely regional in population. Of course, we do have the MBA, the web MBA, where a student can ultimately be anywhere and join in virtually. But most of our students for the evening MBA and executive MBA are in person with a high flex option. And so we are attracting students from the regional area.
It's kind of nice, like, you know, to be able to go somewhere and know that someone graduated from KSU like I did. It's kind of like, I don't know, heartwarming to me. I'm like, look, we went through the same kind of experience and the football team doing so well and just seeing things grow. It's the second largest university in Georgia these days, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And last year, our basketball team was in March Madness for the first time. So that was very exciting as well. But, you know, it's interesting as I walk around the Expo Hall here today at the TAG Summit, everyone that I interact with knows someone either in their family or friend who went to KSU. And it just really makes me proud.
So how long has Kennesaw been associated with TAG?
For several years. And we expect that the relationship will continue to grow. Of course, we also have a new degree, a master's degree in AI coming online through the College of Computing, which we're excited about as well. That will probably be down in the Marietta campus. And so we see a lot of opportunities, a lot of synergies here.
What are you seeing as you're here that has been very surprising at the summit? Is there anything that you're sort of like, oh, we need to be more involved in this? Because that's what's cool about the summit is seeing kind of cutting edge technologies and what's happening these days that is never even something that's in my mind. I couldn't imagine.
Great question. I think there is a slight return to relationship building. I'm really picking up on that today. I mean, and just in recent months, people are happy to be back in person. They're happy to be in the same room with one another, maybe reconnecting with old friends or making new friends, new partnerships or relationships. So I've been very pleasantly surprised by that today. But, you know, just being a technology summit, I wasn't sure what to expect with that. But, you know, happy to see that here. And I see that to continue.
We have been talking to some of the other vendors and people who are participating today about how important it is to still have that human factor, because so many people consider technology as something taking away a job or taking away a human person. But actually, it's still incredibly important. Can you talk about that aspect of technology?
Yeah, absolutely.
The human side.
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, business is about people. And so having the, you know, whether you're serving people or whether people are involved in building the business, people are involved. And so it's really nice to see that partnership with technology. I think this is a great example of that, how people ultimately can fuel advancements, people can fuel innovation.
Well, what would make today feel like a very successful day for you?
Well, thanks. I mean, I think people just learning a little more about Kennesaw State and learning that KSU's MBA program is committed to innovation, technology, and that we want our students to be prepared with all of the skills that they're going to need to add value to their employer immediately or maybe start their own business. They can do that here as well.
So if I were a student considering different colleges, what would you want to tell a student to encourage them to go to KSU?
The premium value of KSU is just extraordinary. Our MBA program costs only around $20,000 total, and the return on investment is phenomenal for our students.
Well, I look at myself and I think, and this is the truth, I would not be here on the radio with Stone and Business Radio X had I not gotten my education with Kennesaw State University. It opened so many doors for me that I never imagined would have happened. And I really do credit it to the school and to the different internships that I was associated with. I have met some of the most wonderful professors and just people. The whole experience was so positive for me. I was sad to leave. I didn't want to be a career, you know, student, but I definitely was sad to leave it behind because I felt like I really got so much for my value as a student there. I really did.
Well, Sharon, I don't think we could have a better testimonial.
Oh, well, it's the truth. I'm a huge fan. And now I have a really great magnet that I can put on the back of my Prius that says Hootie Who. I'm so excited. You don't
Hootie
know.
Who. It's a pleasure to be here. Great to meet you.
Thank you so much for being here and giving us a little insight into what's happening behind the scenes at Kennesaw State University. So much to look forward to as technology continues to evolve. And I can't wait to come back and hopefully see what else is on the horizon for you all.
Absolutely. Come check us out anytime.
Well, thank you all too for listening at this latest interview at the Georgia Technology Summit. We'll be back.